Minnesota is a state rich in literature and books. We've got so many writers in this state, and it's been so exciting to discover their work. And we've been bringing a sample of that to you here on What We're Reading. We've been highlighting over 30 Minnesota authors who attended the annual Northwoods Art and Book Festival in Hackensack in August. Our lightning talks continue here in part four of our series. We'll hear about a children's book, Minnesota mythology, intergenerational stories, and thriller mysteries from Julie Guth, Jason Willis, Brian Duran, Jan D. Payne, Christine Husum, and William Durbin.
My name is Julie Guth, and I'm from the Greater Deerwood, Minnesota area. My newest book is Nikki the Naughty, Nikki the Nice, which is based on my experience with a very challenging miniature schnauzer puppy. It's a very unique book because you go in one way and it's Nikki the Naughty. You flip it over and you go in the other way, it's Nikki the Nice. She has a song that was composed for her by a professional musician, and it has a QR code in the book so you can go in and listen to the musician performing the song. And we're working on a video. Multimedia. My previous book was about my previous mini schnauzer, and that one is called Bailey's Big Spirit. And it was based on, again, her real experience with having bad experiences with big dogs, getting through that and becoming best friends with a golden doodle. I've been writing since I was about 9, and I've been drawing for probably even longer than that. And I've had wonderful instructors, both in writing and English and in art. And so I decided I wanted to do something I've always wanted to do is kids' books, because when I was a kid, reading, it just takes you away into different worlds in a way that you can't when you're a child. There's not many places that you can go on your own. So that was why I started to write. And of course, I love to read. I'm like a reading addict. If I don't have anything to read in my house, I'll read cereal boxes.
My name is Jason Lee Willis. I'm from the Mankato, Minnesota area. My newest book, or my latest book, is a collection of Northwoods mythology, some of the things that inspired me to write my series, Tales of the Northwoods. And that is a book about all the legends and lore that are in my series. It involves... Since it's set in Minnesota, it involves some Norse mythology, go Vikings. It also involves some of the local mythology, so you get some Dakota and Anishinaabe mythology and kind of a juxtaposition of let's look at all the traits and characteristics that are shared between cultures. The reason why I love writing books is it allows me to get all those awkward social moments right. In my life, I often wish I had the delete button. So as an author, it allows me to get it right and hit that delete button.
My name is Brian Duran. I'm from Minneapolis. My most recently published book is Day Brings Back the Night, which came out in late June. It's an intergenerational, a multi-generational story about the effects of trauma, intergenerational trauma, and the power of intergenerational love. It's an extremely innovative novel, very unusual, in that it covers a period of about 50 to 60 years, and it is narrated from the points of view of 5 different characters in the present tense, in the first person. Beta readers told me it was my best and most innovative novel to date. It was my 4th novel. Why do I love writing? I love writing simply because I love writing. It's something that I love to do. I don't like marketing, but I do love writing.
This is What We're Reading, and you're hearing our lightning talks with Minnesota authors at the 2026 Northwoods Art and Book Festival in Hackensack, Minnesota. We'll hear now from a few more authors.
My name is Jan D. Payne, and I write suspense thriller mysteries. And I am from, right now I live in Longville, Minnesota. I grew up on the Navajo Reservation in the Four Corners area, which is New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, and Colorado, although Colorado's not really much of a part of the reservation. So I write thrillers based on the Navajo Reservation and the Navajo people, the Dineta, the Navajo land. My latest book, I write a series, same characters. My latest book is called Changing Woman's Hair. Changing Woman is one of the major deities in the Navajo creation mythology. And so this Changing Woman's Hair is the streaks that you see on the sides of mesas or the sides of sandstone, the black streaks. I think the scientists call them varnish. Navajo people call them Changing Woman's Hair. So they're mysteries, same character. It's a series of things that happen on the reservation. I have a Navajo sergeant, policeman, a lot of murder, a lot of mayhem. That's the kind of books I like to read. So those are the kind of books that I write. And I try to put in a lot of things that are pertinent to the Navajo people, things that are going on, like the uranium mines that have been left open and people that are getting blood discharges because of the uranium exposure. I write a lot about the casinos or just things that have to do with the Navajo population.
Hi, my name is Christine Husum, and I'm from Buffalo, Minnesota. Enjoy coming up to Hackensack once a year. My new latest book is Snow Place Like Home. It's the fifth Snow Globe Shop mystery. So I have, that's 11 books in the Winnebago County mysteries, which are more suspenseful police procedurals, and I'm writing the 12th one now. And I have always loved writing. I actually was excited when I walked in my first grade classroom and all the letters of the alphabet were above the blackboard. It's like, I'm going to learn to read so I can write down my stories, because I was kind of making up stories before I could read or write. And so, yeah, it's just fulfilling, and there's always so much to write about. I used to work for the Wright County Sheriff, so that gave me some ideas in that area. But, yeah, a lot going on in life.
Hi, my name is William Durbin. I live on Lake Vermilion, have a second home in Duluth. My latest book is Bubble Sheet Blues. After writing 13 historical novels, I finally switched over to a contemporary book, and it was really fun to deal with, especially middle school, from a humorous point of view. Bubble Sheet Blues is about an eighth grade boy who decides to start a protest against standardized testing. And as I said, it's funny. I love writing. As a former teacher, I taught English for 25 years, and I always dreamed of being a full-time writer, and now for the last 25 years, I've been writing full-time.
That was part four of our Lightning Talks with Minnesota authors at the 2026 Northwoods Art and Book Festival in Hackensack, Minnesota. We'll hear from one more group of Minnesota authors next week. For What We're Reading, I'm Tammy Bobrowski.